Hello, this is David Jordan, attorney at law and director of the Paralegal Studies Program. And tonight we will do podcast on assignment number 9, priority of disputes in our Law 19 creditors remedies class. This is a very interesting case. The case that we are dealing with, and again, when you're reviewing for posting these cases, make sure that you post your answer based upon a clear and concise reading of the case. And this is FDIC versus Hugh Mayer and Associates. Now, what happened was basically the facts are as follows. Hugh Mayer signed an agreement in which he pledged some stock to First National Bank of Midland. The pledge agreement entitled the bank to a security interest in the dividends upon the stock. And then the First National Bank of Midland went out of business, and the FDIC came in, was the bank's successor in interest, and then was attempting to obtain the repayment of the loan from Hugh Mayer. Now, in the meanwhile, Mayer had retained an attorney, and basically the attorney was representing him. And in the meanwhile, there was a stock dividends which Mayer had received in the mail, and he gave the stock dividends to the attorneys to pay them their attorney's fees. The FDIC then found out that he had taken the stock dividend, and because he had pledged the original stocks, which were in the possession of the previous defaulting bank that went into succession by the FDIC, they felt that they had an equitable lien on the stock dividend, and that therefore they had a priority as a secured creditor. So the issue here then is whether or not and the outcome of the case turns upon the interpretation of Article 8 of the Uniform Commercial Code, since the Uniform Commercial Code covers such transactions, as amended in 1977 and enacted into Texas law in 1983. So the Uniform Commercial Code, which is a general uniform law, becomes law when it's enacted by the state, and then the state can modify this uniform model code. And therefore, it becomes the Texas Commercial Code. And this particular code governs the security interest in securities. And the key question is whether this particular code recognizes a security interest in stock shares, more precisely in the language of the code, certificated securities. If the holder of a putative security interest has never possessed the shares. Now, a putative security interest would be a alleged security interest by the former bank and now the FDIC are arguing that they had a security interest in the shares, having never possessed the shares. And if they did not possess the shares and they therefore had no security interest, then the FDIC is an unsecured creditor with respect to these dividend shares. And the law firm of Grambling and Mounts, the attorneys for Mayer, then would apparently be the only secured creditor. And then clearly the court would be able to resolve the issue, giving the security interest to the law firm. It seems rather, on the outside, looking in, it seems rather unfair that Mayer borrowed money and now defaults upon money. He had pledged it. The bank was in possession of the original shares. It seems quite unfair that now when dividends were sent to him at his own address and not to the bank, since the shares were registered in his name and had his current address, therefore they sent the dividends to him, you know, at his home. The court held in this case that a mere unexercised contractual right to create a property interest is not itself a property interest. In other words, their unexercised right to take possession of the dividends did not create a property interest or an equitable lien on the proceeds or the dividends which were later issued by the stock company. Article 8 of the Uniform Commercial Code governs the creation and perfection of security interests in investment securities. And although you might think it's patently unfair, we follow the Uniform Commercial Code since there are a number of competing interests and competing creditors. And with respect to shares, it's similar to, let's say, like a pink slip on a car. You can't say that you own a car just because somebody wrote you a note saying that they pledged to give you the pink slip. Instead, in this case, possession is 9/10 of the law. You need to have the pink slip. Not only do you need to have the pink slip, but you need to register it, have it transferred and registered in your name in order to obtain the possession of the vehicle. So in this case, a security interest is a security interest in a security is enforceable and can attach only if it is transferred to the security party is actually transferred or the person designated by him. So when a mayor transferred the dividends, walked in with the actual dividend, it would be a check, I assume, or shares that were actual dividends that could be signed over and act as if they were cash, then this constituted a valid transfer as defined in Uniform Commercial Code. These shares, dividends, stocks are certificated securities. That is, they are investment securities that are represented by physical certificates and thereby and therefore fall within the section 8.313 of the Texas Commercial Code. The FDIC asked the court to hold possession of the base stock impressed as an equitable lien upon the dividend. And they made their argument based upon a previous case, Powell versus Maryland. The court said no, that was not a stock dividend, it was a stock split, that different rules applied, and therefore held in favor of Mayer. So the take-home message in this particular case is simply make sure when you're receiving a piece of property in order to assure that you have a secured interest, make sure that you carefully review the laws that apply and see what constitutes the secured interest and how do you need to transfer it, or is a simple written pledge sufficient? In this case, with respect to shares, it's similar to actually signing over a check. So you couldn't just say that you have a secured interest in a check that's in the drawer, let's say, of the debtor. Instead, the debtor must sign the check over and give it to you. So the recall that in analyzing this case is look carefully at the code section. The code section here requires physical possession. That constitutes transfer, and therefore the case goes in favor of the law firm. And that now concludes our podcast on number 9, priority interests and priority disputes, Law 19.